Hello, everybody, with Two Peas in a Podcast here on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I'm your host, Michael Parker, sitting in with
Doug Summerford. Glad to have you folks.
And we are just testing out this new board system. We want to see what it does. So as we slowly mute the intro music, we're going to turn it over to Doug because he wanted to ask a political question. Doug, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay, Michael, you know, election time is drawing near. And what do you think? What's your opinion of Jamie Harris? I mean, he talks about his grandparents giving out people food with on the 10-4 plate and the whole nine yards and how wonderful and understanding he is.
Please.
You know, you think he's a wolf in sheep's clothing?
I think he's a liar. I won't be so kind as to say wolf in sheep's clothing. That's an insult to wolves and to sheeps.
Well, it sure is. Expound on that a little bit.
Well, I mean, you see the ad he's running on the television right now, trying to steer people to a candidate that's not even officially on the ballot anymore, knowing full well what he's doing. And he starts off all of his ads with, "I'll never lie to you. Never, never, never." Well, that's a lie. And his ads are a lie. Second of all, he is, and I'm not sure his exact title, but he is a company man. He is a chairman of the Democratic Party. No experience in politics other than working for the Democrat Party. Why do they want him in here? Because they hate Lindsey Graham.
That's right.
That's purely and simply what it is. They hate Lindsey Graham. He's a company man. He was handpicked by Schumer. You couldn't get more crooked than Schumer and Pelosi and that whole bunch. So if they endorse anybody, you need to run far away and as fast as you can.
Rush Limbaugh said, always said, follow the money. And the money, over $100 million, has come in through the Democrat Party from the likes of Hillary Clinton, Bill Soros. But you know what he said was, when they asked him about that, about why does he is he throwing that other candidate out there, he simply said this. He said, "I wouldn't be doing my best if I didn't do everything I could to win."
In other words, if I don't pull out every dirty trick in the
book,
that's
it.
I'm not doing what I need to do to win.
They've,
you know, it's just
conscience.
Like your girl, yeah, Kamala Harris said when asked point
My
blank
girl.
About some of the things she said in a debate and now about Biden being a racist, et cetera. How do you support him now? She just laughed like that sick little laugh that she has, yeah, and says, "That was a debate." In other, yeah, words, it's okay to lie in a debate. Yeah. It's okay to lie in advertising. It's okay to lie every day. And you won't really know how I feel until you elect me. Now, what kind of a moron would elect somebody, waste your vote for somebody that you don't even know how they really feel?
I said it once. I've said it again that she's got that Hillary Clinton laughing hyena laugh. And
she's disgusting, that laugh and the flipping of the hair. She thinks she's being cute.
Right.
What she's trying to do is deflect people in these little inane ways that she does, that she's lying too. She's a liar. She is a radical leftist. She is the one that will be the president of the United States once Pelosi and them get that 25th Amendment situation that they just rammed through the House of Representatives a couple of weeks ago. That wasn't aimed at Trump. That was aimed at Biden. In case he wins, they're going to use the 25th Amendment to get rid of him,
yep,
have her as the president, and guess who'll be vice president?
Would it be Miss Pelosi?
It would be Miss Pelosi. Miss Pelosi. So, I mean, come on.
I think that would bring about total unrest in this country, as in Donald Trump's words, the likes the world has ever seen.
Well, I agree, but here's the difference in unrest. What I think it'll bring out is societal collapse.
Oh, yeah.
The Republicans as a whole aren't as militant as the Democrats or the leftists, so you may not see the level of violence that you're going to see when the red wave rolls through this country, but you'll see societal collapse. I mean, you know, taxes going up, stock market crashing, and they complain about Trump watching the stock market, and you say what you will, I'm not in the stock market, but I do care what it does, because it's a symptom of how well the country is doing as a whole.
Right.
So
now I look for gas prices that pump going up.
Oh,
I think it'll be around $4 to $5 a gallon.
We'll be lucky if it's only $5
a
gallon.
And their reason behind that is we need money to push this Green Deal through. And so it's going, I'm sorry.
Folks, if you're listening, I just fussed at Doug for fingering the microphone stand.
I was hearing it too, not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see that they're going to bankrupt this nation. They're going to, the slightest sign of COVID, they're going to keep people from working, keep people from church.
Oh, there'll be no COVID after next Wednesday. There'll be no COVID after next Wednesday. COVID is a way to keep people frightened, keep them in their house, try to do what they can to taint Trump's record. They can't. You notice they're not talking a thing about the unemployment rate before January, not talking a thing about the stock market before January, not talking a thing about anything he's done, all COVID. Let's keep them scared. Let's keep them in the house. Let's suppress the Republican vote. All planned, all of it.
I think what you're saying is pretty easily proven by, you remember when the hospitals were getting paid big money to say, tell them how, report how many COVID deaths they had. They died of cancer. They got said, well, it was COVID.
Oh yeah.
And they got paid less than like $50,000 to $80,000 per death.
I don't know what it was, but there's definitely a premium for treating people with COVID in a hospital. They may deserve the extra money because of the extra precaution they had to take. They may not. I don't know. I'm not in the healthcare industry, but anytime you give anybody any extra money for something, there's a built-in bias that they're going to kind of lean to try to get the money that they can.
That's right.
So, you know, obviously, I mean, I just heard on the radio this morning, there was a case of a fellow that got in a motorcycle accident down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He survived the accident, but he was in critical condition. While he was in the hospital, they tested him for COVID. He came up positive. He died a few days later in the hospital of, guess what?
COVID.
COVID.
Oh.
Absolutely. So, I mean, come
on.
You know, at the end of the year, when all the deaths in the country are totaled up, I will guarantee you that the amount of deaths they attribute to COVID are not really there. If they are, there would be an extra 250,000 deaths in this country over the course of 2020. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
No. Well, they're already claiming now 250,000, I think.
Yeah.
The Democrats are. And nowhere near that.
Nowhere near that.
Nowhere near that.
So anyway, so as you know, your original question, we kind of got off on a tangent, but no, I don't believe any of them. Now, do I trust everything that all the politicians say, no matter what side of the aisle they line up?
No.
Heck no. Heck no. But I do know what side my bread's buttered on.
And I see this as this is the only election that I think in history that I've seen is you're determining the future of this country in this election.
Absolutely.
If you vote Republican, you're continuing on the Republic. It may not be a perfect system, but it's the system we have. And the system we've always had.
It's what the forefathers envisioned, and it's gone through quite a lot of changes
over
the years.
Democrats, however, you know, they're going to make it into a democracy. They're going to get rid of the Electoral College.
Yep.
It's going to be travesty all the way around. In fact, so much chaos that another election in 4 years, it'll be hardly able to sustain it, I believe.
Yeah. Well, you know, the choice is clear and, you know, vote your conscience out there, but definitely go vote. But, you know, just the level of corruption, the level of lying, I mean, it's like anything I've never seen before, but it's just ridiculous. So anyway,
Doug, we are
at about 8 minutes of just going back and forth this test, and we might actually publish this, people, so you might enjoy it. But anyway, that's us from Two Peas in a Podcast this Wednesday. We've got 6 days before the election. Agree with us, disagree with us. It's your right. It's also your right to go vote. Please go do so.
Vote.